Hello, guys. The Cunning Performance Podcast here. My name is Dylan. Blah, 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 blah. Fast pace, go.
What? I'm Andrew.
Dovahkiin.
Why?
Oh.
Did you go auctioneer on me?
No, he's not good at it. One, two.
Go on, I hear one.
Two.
And then
you got to get the background noise too.
Two and three.
Can I get a four?
Why could an auction not just go, all right, the bid is 200. We're starting the bid at 200. It is 200 right now.
The millionaire one is, I think.
200. Why does it have to be so fast is what gets me.
That's how movies portray it. The millionaires are.
Because, I don't know, Sandusky could keep up with it.
I mean, I could keep up with them when I'm at them, but like you go to auctioneer school and you learn how to just talk really fast. Why?
When I was a kid, I did not know what they were saying.
Now, it does get the excitement going.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah, I was like, what are we talking about now?
But think about the family I grew up in. You can't hardly understand anybody that talks. So, like, you know,
I am unreal.
Your poor mother don't understand half of my family when they speak.
This is true.
Yeah, but you had Uncle Randy Joe. I'm just saying.
I didn't understand him my whole life. Up until we got married and I started being around your family some, I had no idea what that man was saying.
I called him out 70% of what he said. The rest of it was like, that's garbage goo. That's nothing.
Angel said his dog's name was How, 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 How.
Yeah,
those aren't words.
Before this episode started,
not words.
We were talking about movie theaters. And I was going to give my piece before the episode started, but I'm going to give it now. So that
you
y'all
told
can
us
get,
to wait and start.
Yeah, so that they can get the.
Yeah, you might want to talk into the microphone, like, quit keeping your mouth full.
This stupid barbecue piece won't break apart, and it's making me mad. Look at this.
Just bite into it.
No. I hope that one day we're famous and people like make thirst traps
of you snatching that barbecue down.
Okay.
I might get that.
No one wants to hear chewing in a mic. Remember, Dylan?
I don't care.
I was telling someone today about how like my favorite thing is when people negative comment about like us being retards. And like again, I'll say the name of the podcast is The Cunning Buffoons. We're idiots because we want to be. We're here just to goof off.
We like, want to be?
Yeah. Like,
oh, I was born
You want to sit down around and be a savant and be all philosophical and stuff? No, that's not for a podcast. Nobody wants to hear somebody
sometimes
wax. It is, but everybody's like, well, what credentials you got? I'm like, well, life's kicked my tail for 30-something years.
Okay, chef dude from that one cooking scary movie, I think. I've never watched
Back
it.
On subject.
That was pretty good.
So.
The menu?
The yes. Menu. Good job, Dylan. Good job.
That's a wild guess.
Never very, very good movie. Threw me for a loop. I enjoyed it.
Dylan said Sinners was good, too.
And Sinners had so much potential, but they were like, let's try to cram too much plot. Like, who is the vampire dude? Give me some backstory.
I think it did.
No. Like, it's like, okay, here's how he started. No, I need a little more backstory to explain why he's here just to go crazy. And then at the end of it, like, he does this big last stand, but it's against all the, you know, the Klan trying to run him out. It's like, I want to see him kill some all vampires. Right,
so here's how I'm going to make my piece about theaters. I cannot remember the last time we paid for a $12 movie ticket, and I enjoyed the movie I sat down and watched. I can't
you
remember.
You didn't like the
Thunderbolts?
Yeah.
It was all right, but I could have watched it on Disney Plus for free when it came out in my living room and gotten the same feeling I got when I was in the theater.
Yeah, but you're an iPad kid.
No,
so, you know.
It's just I can't remember the last time I paid and I was like, man, I'm really glad I had that experience. The JJK movie was pretty good, but you had to go see it in theaters.
Yeah, but what about when we all went to like the Endgame? And
that
like,
was
we
like,
did it for a birthday. It
I
was a whole group.
13.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
No, I wasn't
you
even
weren't
13.
13.
I was like 12.
Kiri was like 6. It was her 6th birthday.
Okay, but does that make sense? Like, you've
you
enjoyed some
8.
Of the horror movies we went and saw.
Okay. You're just a D1 movie theater glazer.
I like movie theaters. Loves it. Yeah. Yeah. I'll cover that biscuit.
It's
you get that reference?
It's not just, I don't know. It's just too expensive now. There's no.
That makes sense. Well, like, I have the Regal thing. So, you know, $20 a month, and I go see as many movies as I want. Like, there's like 4 movies that I want to see right now. I just ain't had time to get to the theater and see them. But at the same time, movies to me are nostalgic because me and my mother, me and my father, me and my sister, like, we would take off.
I had to draw a star.
We would take off and see movies in the middle of the night randomly, like it was a family thing.
Sorry.
Yeah, my friends taught me a roundup because I didn't know how to draw a star.
But anyways, yeah, I like the movies because they're nostalgic. I enjoy them.
I mean, they're cool.
That's me with the drive-in.
Yeah. Not a drive-through movie. It's hard to watch a movie in 30 seconds. Like, unless the screen could keep up with you, like along the side of the interstate, because that would be totally safe. But anyway.
No, the best part about drive-ins is going like to a fast food place first and ordering like 10 cheeseburgers, and then you just get to pig out all night and watch a drive.
I don't know. Highway 55, I don't know if they still are, but like their food used to be dynamite. And it was not that expensive.
On Lewisburg?
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, their cheeseburgers were real cheeseburgers.
That's the only one I went to.
They friggin' had big old piles of cheese fries that were pretty cheap.
Is it still in business?
Yes and no.
Yeah, but I think they're only open, like, what, September through?
It's a weird schedule.
They're open during the time of year where it gets dark sooner. Because if you start a movie at 9:30, when it's dark enough right now for you to actually, you know, project a movie outside, you're not in until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, they used to do that. Like, we used to go to those all the time. Like, we'd have a whole friggin' truckload of people. Now, we were idiots. You know, like, we'd have a keg on ice in the back and, like, all types of stuff. But, like,
I am unwritten. I'm undefined.
I've been
can't
in one
read
line.
My mind or change my mind. I
forever.
Don't remember. I break tradition.
We ought to go to one and live stream from it. Of us just Mystery Science Theater 3000, like roasting the movie.
I don't have the brain cells for that.
The heck you don't. You're a cunning ham. Put something in front of you, you can complain or make fun of it.
See, here's the problem. My improv is just so out of pocket, it doesn't like flow.
Well, you got to learn someday.
I think I'm decent at it. Mom's uncle's really good at it.
Yeah, but like improv to make fun of something as a whole, you've got that. Like, we've been roasting Dylan for what, 6 years now?
Probably longer.
Yeah, before,
6 years.
Before we even knew him, we were like, "Tackum, Dylan. Dang it, Bobby." Dylan was our dang it.
We've known you 4 years?
I don't know.
He was 16 when they first started coming to Longview. Okay.
So 5 years?
6 years. Just like I said.
17, 18, 19.
But I feel
20,
like it
21.
Was the beginning of the year.
It was right as COVID hit in the last of 2019 when they started.
No,
coming.
It wasn't
no.
right as it.
It was
after we did the.
When we come back.
Yeah,
okay, so it'll be
left,
4 years.
They
four
left
and a half
their
years.
Old church because they were going to have to wear masks.
Don't like masks.
I don't blame you.
And so.
I grew mine. Virus free.
Heck yeah.
I just think it feels suffocating.
Yes.
Well, I think it's just retarded that they're. People get on bandwagons.
I can draw a story.
Like that whole situation. That's like the Ukraine war. Like all the people that were supporting it to begin with or, you know. People get emotional about stuff and they don't look at things logically. And like they're, you know, they look at the news, they get told there's going to be this massive death rate, they freak out, their emotions, their panic kicks in, and they listen to whatever they're told to do. Instead of looking at it and going, okay, they're telling us it's going to kill all these millions of people, but right now the death rate is like 0.00001% of the people that contract it. Oh, maybe I shouldn't be that scared of it.
Probably.
And that's not that hard to do. Or like the Ukraine war, it starts and everybody's like, Putin's evil and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't like either one of them. Like, they're going to war. It's not my country. I don't freaking care. I feel bad for the people involved in it, but at the same time, it's like, it's not, Ukraine's one of the most corrupt countries on the planet. Putin said, you do this, I'll do this. We did this, Putin did that, and then we got mad about it. Like, what's wrong with people?
Cool.
I kind of like the dude, honestly. Like, you listen to a lot of his speeches, especially like on Christianity and theology. Like, he's decently solid. Like, and I mean, honestly, as a president, do you want, like, we had what, Biden? Okay. And before that, you got
America is a place that can be described in one word. What's
that one he was talking about airplanes? And he, like,
my favorites were the Easter Bunny had to lead him back to where he was supposed to be because he's just wandering off.
Like the bike wreck, him tripping up the stairs. Get this guy in a nursing home.
Yeah. But, like, we have people like that. But you can even go before that. You can go George Bush, Bill Clinton. You know, all these, like, they weren't manly men. Like, if we still fought, like, wars, like, tribal warfare, we could, you know, like, you choose your leader, and your leader is your, you know, warrior, and your two leaders fight, and whoever loses, the whole clan loses. Putin's riding a horse, you know, with no shirt on. He's freaking ripped. He's got a big rifle on his back, and he's out hunting in the middle of freaking nowhere Russia, which is a terrible place to be for anybody that's not smart. And that's their president and leader. And then we go to, like, a lot of our presidents. And they're like, look, I can talk good and do it. And it's like, fine, you may be smart. But, like, Putin's a freaking killer. Like, that man is going to do whatever it takes to keep his country going. And to subdue the Russian people, you got to be one bad dude, period.
He didn't get shot in the ear, though.
That's, hey, I'll give Trump that. You got shot at. You got hit. You stood up and were like, screw it. You know, like, that's one of the actual brazen in your face, piss off, we're America, kiss our butts. That is the president that I wanted. Everybody was like, Trump's so crass. We need somebody that's crass. We need somebody that's willing to step up to other leaders and say, hey,
well,
piss off.
Is it true he's trying to keep the Epstein files from getting released?
I don't really care anymore. The Epstein,
but is it true?
It probably is because most people don't realize Epstein was a government asset.
Well, yeah.
Nobody has an operation that big, that unexplained, with that much blackmail potential unless it is run by the CIA itself or Homeland Security. Epstein was a government asset. The reason you have not seen the list is because the list is not it's not as important as who's on the list. It's as important as who was paying his bills.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean,
which was probably the U.S. government,
in my
opinion.
The different thing is, like, who was there and
that's what
who
I'm saying,
was
though.
Doing it.
It was all done for blackmail. Why do you think we're on top? The world runs on espionage, blackmail, and murder.
I hate the Hollywood system. I hope it all crumbles.
It's starting to fracture, a big part of it. And it's starting to get non-centralized. Anytime you get everything in one place and certain people have control of all of it, you get screwed up. And that, I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, Christian, wackadoo, it doesn't matter. If all the power is in control of one group, it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Hollywood sucks.
There's some of them that are all right.
Hollywood sucks. I don't care if they're all right. You're in Hollywood, you suck.
No. There's a few that I am saying that are involved with Hollywood, do movies and stuff like that, but also their goals, their aspects, their dreams, their, you know, what they do is good. Like, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. I freaking love the dude.
Keanu.
No.
No.
I love Keanu, but that's not who I'm talking about. Mel
really
Gibson.
Who he was about to start yapping about.
You love Keanu way more than you love
Mel Gibson. But
who is Mel Gibson?
What's the Mel Gibson movies doing? When you watch him do interviews, what is he talking about? When you hear his theology, what did you talk about? Like, the dude is actually very solid in what he puts his money into and what he produces. Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Okay, I know Passion of the Christ, I just don't know.
Okay, he was the director.
He was the director, the one that ultimately got that movie made.
Director.
He was in Braveheart, like, years and years and years ago. That was probably his most well-known.
Braveheart once.
Okay, but you know it.
But what I'm saying is,
Malachi,
he's one.
You just
it doesn't matter who he is. What he's doing is what I'm getting at. He's the one, the one guy that was in the Jesus movie. The He played the guy.
Which Jesus movie?
Hang on. Yeah.
That's him, guys.
Yeah.
I have never
Expendables.
Seen
Expendables. Oh, he's in
Expendables. What is that?
The one with Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell.
Oh my gosh.
Daddy's Home? No.
I don't know. There were several of them.
There's only two. Maybe three.
What's the one where they're cops? That one's freaking hilarious. You've never seen that one?
I watched that one.
The Other Guys. Look up The Other Guys.
I might have watched The Other Guys.
But anyways, let's get back on topic, then we can divulge. Yeah. What I'm saying is what they're doing and what they're promoting and pushing and actually fighting against in Hollywood.
Stop making that noise.
So confused and lost.
It's good.
I'm making that noise on the mic.
I don't understand. Like, I understand
because
why.
You don't like the movies and you don't watch movies and you don't.
Because
he's an iPad kid. His brain is.
His attention span is 30 second TikToks. What can you do?
Hey, Dylan, why haven't you finished One Piece?
It's because it's freaking terribly long compared to a movie.
Oh, it's too long?
It is way too long.
Who's the iPad kid?
Hey.
Who's the iPad kid? How many
episodes? I can sit down and watch a 2-hour, 3-hour movie.
Hang on.
I'm sitting down
for a week.
I can watch a 2-hour movie too, but I don't want to.
How many episodes?
I don't want to sit down and watch One Piece until I want to.
How many episodes of One Piece are there?
You've done the math like a million times.
Yeah.
1,022, and they're 25 minutes apiece.
I'm on episode 1,133.
133. One three.
I caught up this morning.
Times, and they're about 25 minutes apiece. Okay. No,
they're like 17.
That is 472 hours. That will take you 19.7 freaking days to watch all of One Piece. And the story's not concluded yet. So even if you spent that much time, you got to the very end, you're still left with a cliffhanger going, you don't know, do you? You go watch an hour and a half movie. Let's say we watch a 3-hour movie. At the end of that 3 hours, 98% of the time, unless the director is really just a douchebag, we get a conclusion that says, now you know the rest of the story.
But for the past 3 years, you've gone and you've watched it and you've thought, man, this made my life worse. Who in the world directed this?
That's because you're
Who put this on this
you're
screen?
You're going to the movies for the wrong reason.
Who paid? The last actual decent movie I watched was the Bob Dylan movie, specifically because of how good Timothy Chalamet did.
Okay, did you not enjoy the John Wicks when we went and saw him?
That was not the past 3 years. John Wick 3 or 4 came out in like 2019.
Okay, time is a little different when you've had as much brain damage as I have.
That's what I'm saying. They just don't make horror movies with that good plot anymore. A lot of horror movies, because people can't stay focused on plot, they just make them slashers. I personally don't much care for a slasher film. Because
it has to be the right setup.
It has to be old. It has to have that old camera style.
Where it looks real instead of fake.
Halloween, the ghost faces are pretty good. Not their screams, the older ones. But that's that old, like, now everything's just so slasher, blood, blood, gore, 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 blood. And it just makes your stomach feel like, ugh, because it's nothing but blood. There's no plot. It doesn't show you why he's...
Did you watch Talk to Me?
No.
You should have come and seen the one that was Bring Her Back. Like, that one was freaking...
See, but, like, I just have no expectations anymore, so I don't go.
You need to start... When I say, hey, come see this one, I will start having you only come see the ones that have phenomenal potential to be awesome. Because the same... I'm pretty sure the same guys that done Bring Her Back done Talk to Me. Talk to Me was unique and awesome. You've seen it, ain't you?
A Violent Night had, like, great potential.
But, no. That movie, not once, ever had great potential. If it would have had the budget of
$5,000... Violent Night is not what you're talking about. Violent Night was the one with Jim.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That one's odd.
From Scary...
That one's still...
Scrampus?
No, I'm...
Stranger Things.
Silent.
Oh. I enjoyed that one. What was that one?
I don't remember.
It's a
Wonderful Knife. That's the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, that was... That had great potential.
No, it didn't. It was like LaVantula. Like, you could just tell by the title, we're going to watch this just to roast it. There is no other reason.
Dinosaur Hotel.
Dinosaur Hotel. That one was so bad we had to cut it off. But, like, I enjoy movies that I watch knowing they're going to be retarded or I'm not going to really like the movie just so that I can roast it and make fun of it.
See, like, I thought Napoleon was pretty cool.
To go see a dinosaur that is bigger than me on a screen all day, every day.
I thought Napoleon was pretty good, but then I started watching stuff about it. Everybody kept saying, oh, it's not historically accurate, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro, it's just, it's Hollywood. I don't know. I got to see cannons and dudes fighting. I don't care.
Yeah. And there's certain movies that I go and see because I'm like, I don't really care about the movie, the plot, or anything, but it's going to have a bunch of war scenes or sword fights. Or I like going to the mystery movies because you never know what you're going to get. And usually, what was the one we've seen? American...
We literally left the theater one time.
Yeah.
We went to go see the mystery movie, and it was Teenage Kraken. Did we not leave?
No, we watched Teenage Kraken.
Oh,
yeah. The one on Netflix.
I don't know.
Which
probably.
Is about a sure Kraken, like a
cartoon,
yeah,
like a mermaid,
it's a cartoon, yeah. like a mermaid, yeah, like. No. Davy
like
Jones,
I went to one mystery
That's on
movie.
Netflix, by the way.
And the mystery movie was called
free.
Mafia
well,
Mama.
It was $5 a ticket. It was cheap.
And like, you know, Mafia Mama, and it didn't look like a movie that I would want to see. But I'm like, I'm already up here. I'm not at my house. I don't have to worry about my work. I'm going to sit and enjoy the movie.
Your work.
And it wound up being phenomenal. Like, it was hilarious.
American Fiction, I think, was like that too.
Yeah. American Fiction was one that we'd never heard of, thought nothing about. But we stayed, and it wound up being an incredible daggone movie.
Or... Yeah. I could save that $11 for Dr. Pepper. Well,
that's fine. Yes, you could save that $11 and pay me your insurance money, and then we could, you know.
It's like the third time he's tried to guilt trip me into paying him insurance.
He keeps doing it, yeah.
Yeah. If you weren't so expensive with your long hair.
I'm not going to say anything controversial on the podcast because I'll get you going.
What are you being controversial?
Go ahead, Mary Clarence. Speak your mind.
No, it's okay. Subject to change.
Do it. Do it.
No, I don't feel like getting yelled at later.
Do it.
What?
I want to see the yelling. Someone do it. Someone start it.
Okay. It's okay.
Poor right. kid.
Man, okay. Why it's is okay. your insurance high?
My insurance isn't high.
It's only $100 a month. It's not bad. Especially for his age.
His life insurance?
No. Where's his truck? Oh.
His car insurance.
I don't know. Y'all made it sound like it was his life. I don't know.
Yeah, you're accident prone. Pay for your own life insurance. That's what we should have done for Tess.
She's alive.
Yeah, but Murphy follows her around and just hounds her. I don't see how she gets in half the accidents she gets in. Like, she's the world's best self-judo practitioner. Malachi, you going to talk anymore? Or, like, we changed the subject, and now he's over just...
Well, back to the... he would hate Miyazaki.
That's what?
Dark Souls. How he was talking about all the stories. He likes the end. He likes to know there's an ending.
Yeah, I do.
He would hate me as
I freaking hate happy endings. Like, there's a...
You don't have to be happy. I just like a conclusion.
I hate unbelievable happy endings.
Why?
Because it's not... It's just...
All believable?
No,
happy?
Unbelievable. Castlevania was the stupidest ending. He was so cool. He went out in glory. Back then, that was... Your life goal was to go out in glory. This guy freaking saved the world.
Like
and he just pops up. Oh, everybody, I'm still alive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, freaking stupid.
I like the ending.
I like Castlevania, so I can't say no or yes to that one.
I like that Dracula and his chick survived and, you know, got to go do their thing. And like,
what chick?
His wife.
Dracula?
From yeah, that was beginning. Also.
Oh,
what?
Okay. I was thinking about Alucard for some reason.
Yeah, I love that's the son. I love the fact that, like, I enjoyed that. I like Alec a happy Carr ending every now and then. Freeran was a happy. The whole story was a happy ending.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was how they freaking defeated the Demon King already, and now they're traveling for fun.
Literally about her realizing her past regrets.
Which was not spending time with people. But the whole, like...
That's the plot.
Yes, and it was a phenomenal plot.
But it's not over. Freerun's not over. Oh,
so in the end, she's going to murder herself or something?
But you're saying it had a nice ending, but it's not over.
So no, it had a conclusion.
Chat.
Solo
Leveling is the worst anime to ever be created. I would rather watch that time I got reincarnated as a slime. I would rather watch that I got reincarnated as a vending machine.
What?
Because that's a thing. Solo Leveling, tell me how you start doing push-ups every day and you go from 5'4 to 6 foot overnight from doing push-ups.
Magic.
Retarded. And in the whole show, he just like, if he runs out of stamina, he doesn't have to take a break. He just like unlocks a new quest that gives you ultimate stamina.
Okay.
And then he just wins.
People are saying he can beat Goku.
Nobody can beat Goku.
That's like even...
You know how many times Goku's died, still comes back and wins?
I think...
If you stand there and scream long enough, you got it.
I think there's a few characters that like... I think that people overpower Goku sometimes.
I mean, yeah.
But at the same time, like, people have been saying stuff like Gojo. But I don't... Like, Goku erased... Didn't he, like, erase a solar system at one point?
Yeah,
I know he wiped out a planet.
But see, that's what his whole people were designed. Like, they were just murderous
You think
nuts.
That he can't break Gojo's infinity if he can wipe out an entire planet?
Pretty sure he can.
Exactly. Like, it's not even like...
Everybody's like Gojo Glazers.
Don't get me wrong. One. For the Jujutsu Kaisen universe, Gojo is the strongest.
That's one thing I think... That people don't take into account.
I've seen the Gojo versus Sukuna fight. So
that's because it hasn't been animated.
No, but still.
You there, know exactly what happened.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I can see.
I know somebody dies and then he gets reincarnated, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Yeah. Doesn't Gojo die? He gets cut in half and then Yuta, right? I don't know.
Buddy,
I haven't seen
you
it.
Just ruined. So many people's lives.
Good.
Spoiler alert.
No, that's not what happened.
I don't actually know. We don't know. We've never
we
read
really
it.
We really don't. But that's what TikTok and Instagram
said. Yeah, but he just said something I think most people like don't think about when you're like comparing fantasy worlds anyways. Like it's a useless endeavor if you're like a super logical that's retarded person. But like it's fun to just think outside the box sometimes, but like he said, in that universe, because like if every universe the laws transcribe as to far as the bounds of like if magic is real, if magic is not real, if you can get power from animatronics,
like
if you can't, like where's the technology?
Another problem with like comparing the universes, like and people, is all animes have different power scales.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
and
what
like,
I'm saying.
You know, Goku being super strong could be like the most basic character in another anime.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't like. You can't really compare because every, like you said, everything's different. Every universe is just some guy's mind exploring. Like, you can't.
Man, what was it? I saw it on a...
Anime's better than movies now.
It was,
Accept it.
Who would win? No powers, nothing, just straight hands, like, for their martial arts. It was, like, Goku, Yuji, Baki.
What kind of stupid rear test is that? Baki? Isn't he just a boxer?
No.
Yeah, but if he said no powers, just
no
straight
powers,
hands.
No powers, just straight martial arts.
No powers. He's just a boxer.
Yeah.
He doesn't have powers.
So he wouldn't have to change at all. You know, the other ones would be not used to being
isn't
so weak.
Isn't he the one that's so strong his body was breaking as a kid?
I don't know.
That's like the concept, I'm pretty sure, is like his muscles
Jack
grew so fast. He was snapping his bones as a kid. And, like, he couldn't.
I never watched Baki.
Me neither, but I've seen videos.
What the heck? So all these anime people are like, let's think of the worst thing we can do to a child and then turn it into his superpower somehow. Let's murder his parents and his whole family. Let's make him the last of his clan.
I mean, there's guts, but we don't talk about guts.
I haven't seen that. I don't know. I hear that like there's some scenes that I don't really want to watch. So
yeah,
that's the weird. You gotta be careful with anime.
Well, like no, because it's only. I know it's only like one episode, and I know I could skip past it. But at the same time, then I have to reach for the remote and skip it. So I'm just not gonna start it.
He needs a clock that projects on the ceiling. Is what he's saying. Because just turning your head like this,
it's so difficult.
Oh.
Well, when you get my age.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a senior, guys. I mean,
then what am I? What is your parents?
You're a super senior. You're just really stupid.
I mean, we didn't even have color TV when we were kids.
No, y'all didn't.
That's because we was poor, not I because refuse. They didn't have color TV.
Your parents are older than mine.
Mm-hmm.
They had color TV.
No, they didn't. No, when I was growing up. Well, maybe. I can't remember.
Aye.
It's all that brain damage.
If we didn't have color TV, it was because we were poor. Or because, like, we got great-granddaddy's hand-me-down TV.
Yep.
And that was the TV we
that
were
that took five people and a moving
to
dolly
like
to get it in the house.
5 years older than your mom?
Hmm?
Wasn't Troy, like, a few years older than your mom?
I don't know.
He's your dad.
VHS, bro. That stuff was...
You came out of him.
No, he didn't.
First, he did.
I mean, technically, he's not wrong.
My first TV was like yay big, and it was black and white.
No, my first TV was one of those giant square ones that were super heavy.
Yeah.
And those were light.
It was like a console.
Compared to the old floor models that were built like furniture. Like it took four people to move one in and out of a house.
This one
my
was
first
heavy.
TV
it
was a projector. No, it was that old. It was that one that's... Oh, I put it in the dump pile. The one that had the DVD player in the back.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That Claudia gave us.
Yep.
That thing sucked. But
I miss our theater quality projector. That thing was awesome.
My projector was all right for $100.
Yours was pretty good, yeah.
It just started like growing a massive black spot in the middle once it was on too long. But it would just go away, which made zero sense because I thought it was burning maybe.
It's an LCD screen. It's getting too hot and displacing the crystals. And if you don't leave it on too long, you get a cool back down. But that means the screen is starting to fail. Yeah.
I just put it in my drawer. I mean, I don't.
We could still use it for like a movie every now and then if you wanted to. But we need to do like barbecue a turkey soon or smoke a turkey soon and set the projector up in here and play some games.
All our
Xbox
Resident
360.
All our Resident Evil
I'll
games.
I'll school y'all on some Black Ops.
We all not better at zombies than you. BO6 zombies. I think my movement's better than yours.
And who still gets down more than me?
Not me. Do you remember the last time we played?
Brandon does, actually, now that I think about it.
Brandon just sucks at every video game he touches.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I revived both of you. I can't remember. I haven't played Black Ops 6.
Last time we played, I had this, like, shotgun that shot faster than, like, half the ARs in the game. And it had, like, 20 bullets. And I pack-a-punched it, like, three times. And it had, like, 50 bullets, and you could just hold the trigger down. It's like it's a shotgun, but it would just, like, pop, 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 pop. And so I was just mowing zombies down.
We, me, him, and Brandon fought, right? 1v1v1, right? We're using snipers. Well, they too. I was using a shotgun with slugs.
We were supposed to be using
Malachi
snipers.
Malachi hated it.
We were supposed to be using snipers, by the way.
He was being a crybaby.
We did all shotguns and all snipers. I used to be insane at Black Ops 3, shotguns only. Like, if you put me in...
Give me slugs.
You put me in a bat, like a team deathmatch... I could not control any other gun than, like, just a basic pump shotgun. The Black Ops 3 pump, you know exactly. That was my favorite. But any other gun?
Put any gun in my hands except for shotguns.
I don't know. I was playing Apex a little. The PK's on the ground now. I was doing pretty good with it.
Hi.
I played R6.
They get to talking video games, and I'm like, don't have time for that.
I don't talk about it ever again.
Tetris.
Yeah, but when you play at Caleb's house, you got to remember, he plays on a freaking TV.
His sensitivity is so down, too. You know how slow I was moving?
Is that why he's so bad?
Probably.
It's weird, because like he got us into it, but I feel like he would disagree. But I feel like we're both kind of better than
No, he agrees, I am.
Because he's good, but he's not good at the same time.
His reasoning for him not doing anything, me and him play, he goes, because I know you can go in and kill three people, and I can get the other two. I'm like, well, where are those other two? They killed you. What do you want to talk about?
All my pictures of us playing, Caleb is always bottom fragging.
I know.
He's always. And then he'll send us pictures like, this is my 12-kill game today.
Yeah, and he's by himself.
Yeah, and it's like, why don't you do that when we're playing?
So he's not lying to you. He's saying, when you guys are here, I don't have to play as hard.
Apparently.
I don't know, because my aim's so atrocious, but I still kill him somehow.
Which is the most stupidest thing ever, because I would do something like what he's doing. I would die. He does the exact same thing that I just did. He gets 3 kills.
My one tap headshots are fine, but like if I hold the trigger down,
my brother, one tap headshot is not and praying to God.
No, I'm talking about like if I'm scoping in and looking through a window.
I guess, but still,
I'm not talking about when I play Nomad and I rush. No,
and then
not
you spray
that.
And pray.
No, not that. I said one tap headshots, as in like I'm taking my time, like quick peeking. You know, holding an angle. I can do that fine because you only have to hit the trigger once.
I can't quick peek, so I can't say anything.
I've hit like 2 good quick peeks, and that's it. No, I quit after the other day. I got blown up from an air vent 2 times in a row.
I know what you're talking about.
By a Vigil. And I'm not playing Siege again.
Blown up by how?
Not Vigil.
Well, you said, yeah, I was wondering.
No, what's the character?
Fuse?
No.
Ace?
He looks like Vigil. He's got the mask. He's got the eyes.
And it's
Sledge?
He's got a nose.
No.
He look like a man.
He's got the face.
I don't know. I have a recording of it, but I don't
my
care.
Favorite.
Okay.
It's not Vigil, but it's like the full bodysuit, kind of like Vigil's.
And Stuart.
He's Korean.
Look
I don't
what
know.
I can do.
But I played today.
You played R6?
No, Apex. Uh-huh. I want to show you the clip of the guy winning. Because when I tell you this guy missed every rampage shot, somewhere jumped there. Down, was flying in the sky, didn't reload. He has a freaking 2-4 on his rampage, right? He keeps zooming in and missing every bullet. Last squad died to ring.
Mm.
While he was shooting at them. I was like, this is... I had 8 kills.
There is one thing I do like more than... Just one feature I do like more in Rainbow. You don't have to change your magazine. In Apex, you have to... If you did 10 bullets, you better reload.
I like
Rainbow,
that.
Rainbow, you don't have to. If you have one bullet, you're good. As long as you hit a headshot.
No, I kind of like... When people say... I play Fortnite. And then you say, oh, well, I play Apex. And they start going, nah, I can just instantly tell they have 0 video game skill. 0 skill.
All they know how to do is build a skyscraper.
They don't know how to aim. They don't know what movement is.
Your dad's lost, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. But, like, Apex, at least, like, it's not as hard as Siege. Movement's harder in Apex. But, like, as far as, like, actual gun skill, it's not as hard.
I don't know, because you can learn some movement in Rainbow that I still don't know.
I've never seen any movement done in Rainbow other than
all
like...
All it is like quick peeking, Shyko peek.
Yeah, but there's more movement in Apex because you run and you like slide and you
jump,
can wall jump. And
bunny hop.
But like boing, 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 the people boing. Who play Fortnite over Apex, but then like I don't care if you play it over it, but when I bring up Apex and you're like, That game's for kids.
Fortnite was legit made for kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it just takes zero skill to play.
It is, especially when you build a freaking skyscraper.
No, but you can just play zero build.
Oh, I hate the game.
You can play zero build, and you can win. If someone named Braden is getting 12 kill victory royales, you know the game is trash. Because that guy has the game awareness of this doll right here. Actually, this probably has more.
Probably. I need a new battle royale. I need something.
Nothing I'm gonna put a speaker in her.
They changed
Bluetooth speaker.
Apex is so weird.
I had her start talking to them on the podcast. Card. It freaked them out.
It's freaking Asa was playing on my account yesterday, and you know how he's like, he will just play Rampart and he'll just spam the machine gun. Yeah, he got a 4K badge on Rampart.
Son of a gun.
And he upped my highest kills to 12.
Mine's better, but it's all right.
Yeah, but no, I want it to be my account. My highest damage is now 4K. But like, if it was like Pathfinder, I'd be like, you know. He just plays Rampart, and he uses the stupid gun that takes zero skill to use, and he just sits there and farms damage. Disgusting.
What's wrong with a farm damage, I guess?
He is good at getting damage. I'm good at getting kills, not damage.
I can do both.
Yeah, no. I have one 2K badge.
I can't even stay alive.
Hey, it's all right. All that matters is that I can.
This guy also claimed that he could be better at me at Apex in a week.
And I didn't play for a week.
Give me 2 days. Pick a game.
The original Mario Brothers.
Never mind. No, sure. I like Mario. I can play.
Hey, Dylan, Injustice.
Give me a month.
Any fighting game, Dylan is
terrible at.
Yeah, it's so
I
bad.
I suck at fighting games. I'm so bad. And maybe if I took the time, maybe.
No, the problem is you don't need strategy for fighting games.
That's his problem.
I do, though.
No, you don't.
I do.
Button mash.
Nope, I refuse.
Button mash.
I refuse.
You learn like three combos.
You want to cut the camera on so that everybody can see how bad they miss?
We're missing. I don't really.
If you don't cut the camera on, Dylan will nail it.
I was going to do it. No looking. I was going to look directly at Malika.
One missing the trash can. There, you can kind of maybe see it a little.
I was going straight for it. But I wasn't looking.
I sunk mine. Getting my skills back.
Another day goes by.
Glittering.
I think you need to play Dark Souls 3.
I will never.
I think we need to.
Ever. I'll play Night
Raid. Make our own video
game. It is better. Or not better. It's easier, in my opinion, than Elden Ring.
Guys, just for reference, I played Elden Ring. For 2 hours. I couldn't beat five wolves. That
first,
were
that
before you get to the main boss.
It wasn't even the main
the
boss.
The first boss. The first, like,
no, it's not even
the
like
first
the,
quest.
It's a random cave boss.
I got to him one time, and I got one tap.
The reason I say that, right, because the guy you were fighting, later on, you fight a bunch of those. They're just normal enemies.
Freaking hell.
So this game drops you off in the blender.
No. So you wake up in, like, if I'm correct, like a graveyard, maybe, I think?
It's a terrible game.
It's an awesome game.
It's a terrible game.
But what I'm saying is, like, from the get-go, it's solid. You better have skill.
Yeah, they don't tell you. Well, you can go through the tutorial, but if you don't, they don't tell you jack
into
the squad.
I was playing Jedi Fallen Order, or no, Jedi Survivor, right? And I put it on, like, the highest difficulty. And, like, O just doesn't pick up when you're on the highest difficulty.
Nope.
Not in that game. Because I remember Elden Ring would move. Even if, like, even if your timing was a little off, Elden Ring would move back. This guy will dash forward if you hit circle, and he'll dash right into him.
Did you know apparently that's a Souls-like?
It's a like? I don't know.
All the two Star Wars games, they're soul-like, apparently.
Here's what I'm thinking. At least the mechanics freaking work in Elden Ring. Because when I hit B and my character sits there and I just get one tapped, it's like, this is not fun because I'm hitting the button.
I love Elden Ring. Because life changing.
If you're a loser.
Like me.
With no girlfriend.
Exactly.
At 21.
No, look at Ghost of Tsushima. That was a great game.
Yeah, it was.
I would put Elden Ring.
But the mechanics worked. The mechanics worked.
So does Elden Ring.
Fallen Order did not, or Survivor. No, Fallen Order worked.
You should ask how many people in this room have girlfriends.
I said at 21.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Bro said at 21. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I'll give you my insurance money, but I need new tennis shoes.
Okay.
I was about to say, you want some Converses? I got like two pairs.
I'm not wearing gay boy Converses. My feet are too fat and they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, these actually fit me. They're pretty comfortable.
You lost weight?
I don't think so.
In your feet?
I don't either. I don't know.
I hate... My kids aren't going to be allowed to wear shoes.
That's so ridiculous.
No, because no, the shoes shape your feet. I can tell where my feet were supposed to grow, and I can tell my pinky toe is pushed in.
It's hammered back. Yep.
It's pushed over.
That's why I've started wearing sandals so much. My feet don't hurt nearly as much.
I think that causes by saw.
Mom, look.
Because when I pull, I don't know.
See that? Indent?
Slam it into your...
It's okay. This does not need to be a foot podcast.
No. They can't see
my
feet.
I mean, we'd probably be more popular. I mean, there's a lot of feet websites out there. Dylan, you know all about that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be out there.
Oh, he's one of the top subscribers. No, no, providers.
I think that's just a part of...
Apparently, there's people that are really into, gross feet. And, with all my funky toenails and stuff, it's like, I should probably do this. We can make some money.
I need to do it.
I don't care what you do with my feet pictures, as long as you pay for them.
I got to get another motorcycle somehow.
Dude, we could probably make millions. People like ugly old dude feet. I don't know why.
I think we should do it.
And a lot of people are like, well, that's immoral. If you want to pick up my feet, that's just fine with me.
Hey, I'll do it.
Y'all have fun with that.
I need a new motorcycle. If I
I'll do the customs. I'll step in jelly. I'll do all types of weird stuff. I don't care.
Okay. I don't know about that one.
I don't get...
There are people out there that are selling way worse things than pictures of their feet.
Feet are just gross. Why does anyone want pictures of that?
I don't know.
Are gross.
I find your mama's feet hot.
Disgusting.
Your dad is gross.
Extremely.
At least you're honest.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Self-aware.
Yeah. People don't talk to me about bedroom stuff unless they're really strong.
Please stop.
I'm not talking to you about anything. Bedroom looks. What?
I wasn't talking about you.
You said people.
Yeah. I have people ask me a lot of weird questions.
Please stop.
I'm with her.
I agree.
I wasn't going to say some of the questions people have asked me.
I don't want to know.
None of us want to know.
They did.
We don't.
And another day.
I have people tell me their life stories 5 minutes after I've met them. And it's just like, whoa.
You're too nice.
Chill.
If you're not worth my time talking to, I'm not going to listen to what you're saying.
What do you think me and him get along so well?
Holy.
I don't talk. You don't listen.
Okay, I guess that would work. Yeah. You can talk all you want. I ain't going to listen. Fine. I ain't talking.
Exactly.
Dylan listens great.
I'm a great listener. If y'all can't tell.
He talks sometimes. But no, just I don't know. I can read if I'm going to be able to tolerate you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And if I know.
I can read. I was going to.
My problem is I can read fine in my head.
Yeah, once you go out loud and everything is jumbled.
I literally start stuttering. I bring out the Dylan level stutter. Oh, God.
It's gotten worse. I probably need to go back to therapy.
I bring out I fixate on one word and I'll just be or it just doesn't look like it's an eligible word.
You probably don't think. That's my problem.
Legible.
Illegible? No, legible. That's what I said.
Eligible.
Said eligible.
No, I didn't.
It's a question.
That's a word.
Yes, eligible is.
It's legible.
Legible is the word that he was
but
thinking
I said
of,
legible.
He didn't.
I said legible.
I had to go to speech therapy for my lisp. Because if I'm not controlling it, like, I still have to actively think about it. Because if I talk normal, I sound like I said a sloth almost. So I have to control it. What do they do for a stutter?
They try to, I don't know, I can't remember.
They probably just like smack you or something.
That's what I'm like, they had a cattle prod and he's like, no, because listen.
Because my thing was, I don't think before, sometimes before I speak.
Sometimes.
So they slow you down.
Yeah, I got to think before I talk.
Yeah.
Like words, I'm thinking all these right now.
Actually plan out what you say. That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah, screw that.
That's
what
I
that's kind
do.
Of the.
I like
to
be just as surprised
if I don't do
as
it,
everybody else.
I'm not
else.
Joking. I'll be, and I will sit on that word for a few seconds. Then I just will shut up and I won't
be like, I just
okay,
like
it.
To be as that surprised as everyone else.
Because, like with the list.
I wish I could. we're all going to be pissed at me.
You have to think as you pronounce certain words. You're like, you got to think about what the actual syllables and stuff are.
Now, sometimes I can completely shut off and be like, hey, guys, what's up? How you doing? You know.
So, it's just every now and then. So is it like in anxiety situations?
I have
or?
No idea.
I love
that's funny.
Turning my brain off.
I've always wondered about that because I've known a lot of people that had stutter problems. But
I legit
I've never...
cannot tell. My mom says it's though. I'm not thinking. So does a bunch of other people. But
yeah, but
your mom just thinks you're an idiot.
Your mama tells you you're not thinking a lot. You know, that's...
Now, apparently that's what it is. I'm not thinking and a bunch of other stuff. There's one other I forgot. But
so I could see how like you, if you started... saying it immediately as you were thinking it, and then like your mouth would get ahead of your or be behind your mm-hmm. thoughts. Is that that would make sense?
That's kind of how it is.
Huh.
My mouth just moves faster, or it wants to move faster, but it can't. Something like that.
And then that messes your brain up because that would.
Because then I'm like that crap.
He doesn't even say crap. He just stops talking.
I really do.
Why?
I get frustrated.
Dude, girls love it when a guy gets flustered.
Not flustered, what? Frustrated.
That looks the same.
No, it don't.
Just stutter out that you're so excited to be around them.
No,
because
I'll be over there like, oh, yeah.
Dude, pick up a mic, turn your hat sideways, you got it, go.
Yeah, stuttering.
See? And there's some liberal organization out there that will probably give you $1 million to make an album just to help the poor stuttering kids.
Screw them poor stuttering kids.
Like, I miss the day when they would look you dead in the eyes and say, you got dyslexia, freaking deal with it. Okay.
I don't think I have dyslexia. Numbers, maybe.
I do. Like, but I was told, you've got this. That doesn't mean.
I don't know if I do.
You do.
I really
I watched you write 90% of your letters backwards for most of your life. You try to read everything backwards when you go to pronounce stuff. Your syllables are switched. It's the same thing I dealt with. Mm-hmm. You don't really notice it, but other people do.
Syllables switch.
It's like how you said eligible instead of legible.
Syllable is like, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you're trying to read words... The reason, especially when you were younger, he had so much trouble is because if he tried to go fast at all, it would reverse the letters. I mean, that's your B's and your D's.
Oh, my God.
He'd be like, A, D, C, B.
I still get those confused.
Yeah, and I always write my fives backwards.
Why?
I don't know.
Because that's how he sees them in his head.
And also, like.
I write my six and nines backwards occasionally.
How do you write a five again? Is that right?
I don't. Hang on, let me see it.
I don't know how to write a five. No, I ain't never wrote this five before.
The first one's right. The second one is not right.
I just the type is
well,
it on my
look,
screen.
See how I can write it backwards?
He writes better backwards.
Yeah.
Do number five. Normal five.
That's.
I think that's right too.
My fives get mistaken for S's. I ain't taking the time to do all them right turns.
Guys, I'm about to write a backwards I.
You can't. You can write an upside down I.
I'll say,
exclamation mark.
What? Maybe don't do that.
All right.
Damn in the
Maybe
way.
Don't do that either.
Hang on, let's see. What else?
Oh.
Q's and G's kind of get mixed up sometimes.
No.
And like, I can't write a lowercase a to save my life.
It looks like a Q.
Your dad's lowercase G's look like S's, which is weird.
Most of my letters look like S's. I told you, I ain't taking the time to do all them right angles. That's bull crap. If I can't scribble it, I ain't friggin' writing it.
If I like sit there and I'm like.
And I don't remember how to write either one of all of them. So I kind of had to like fumble my way through it.
How do you even write
it? That's a Q too.
That's a Q.
Yeah. See, now we're just showing. And this is why when people make fun of us, we're like, we don't care. We know.
Neither do I know. Because I don't know.
You're like, we can't read the words you wrote to us.
Sure. I don't know.
You always told me. I feel like one time you were trying to show me, and you just said, like,
who?
Write a line down.
Me?
You.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like this.
But, no. That's too difficult.
Writing?
Yes. The American... Bro. I was left-handed right now.
Get your ambidextrous out.
He was ambidextrous as a kid. Had to beat that out of him. Wasn't building no left-handed guns just for one child.
I cannot. My hand doesn't work anymore.
He'd been eating shells in the face for the rest of his life, and I wouldn't have cared.
I love how I can't, like, swing a hammer, use a drill, write with my left hand, but I just trust it to drive me around.
That's what your left hand is for, the steering wheel. The right hand is for the thing in the middle that the second brake pedal goes to.
The third?
Third brake pedal.
Oh, second brake. Never mind.
Yeah, because if you have three brake pedals, where's your gas, Dylan?
Yeah, never mind.
If you have two brake pedals, yeah. Where's your clutch?
Yeah, I was so confused.
But that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of videos out there and people that I've known personally that have asked, what's the second brake pedal for? Like, and it's like, that's called the clutch. It goes to the thing in the middle, and that is how you make the gears go to different gears.
I like the when you're on the highway and you shift into six, and then it shows a five-speed knob. It's like, yep, nope.
I like the Fast and the Furious gearboxes. You ever seen the comparison things where they make fun of them? Because they're doing the drag race, but they're like... They're like nine gears in, and it's like, you just shift 15 gear.
I said one to Malachi. It was the guy explaining a manual to people.
I had already seen it.
Oh, you did?
So I just turned it off.
Dang.
There's so many times I'm like, man, I should send this to Dylan.
You should have.
Nah. And then he sends them to me like, most of the time I'd look at them like, seen it. I just turn it off.
That is how modern males show each other that they're thinking about their friend. Hey. Is memes. So every time you're like, I should send this to Dylan, but I don't. Dylan thinks in his head, I wonder if Malachi's thinking about me right now. And then he gets a photo of a friend lighting another friend on fire. And he's like, yes, he's thinking about lighting me on fire right now. But at least he's thinking about me.
Women do that too. It's just a part of.
Yeah, but women don't actively tell each other they're going to light each other on fire.
No, I'm just saying the memes thing.
I think we would light each other on fire.
Memes.
We could.
I mean, let me light you on fire first.
That's how it always goes.
If I could just shoot you in your leg as well, I'd be all right.
It's like Dylan won't let me hit him with the Volvo antenna unless he gets to punch me.
I'm going to punch you straight in your arm as hard as I can.
In your arm? He's going to let you hit him with the Volvo, and all he wants to do is punch you in the arm as
hard
as he can?
As hard as I can.
I'll take that deal.
I'm going to put you in your gut.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the problem. He knows how to use it.
That's fine.
No, no.
I have made that thing rip flesh from people like a cat of nine tails.
No.
I got that.
I have cut shirts open.
It's called Dark Souls Backdash. You ain't going to touch me.
No, you said I get to hit you. I'll stand there and let you hit me in the gut. But your mama would be mad at me. My wife would be mad at me for beating a person under his own free will.
I don't think Miss Mary would be mad.
You haven't seen the full damage that thing can do.
I mean, if we like literally had on paper Dylan saying, sure, I don't care.
But Malachi's too afraid to get hit back.
Yeah.
How about this? We get a can of bear mace.
Okay, I'll spray him in the face with bear mace.
And we play a game of rock, paper, scissors.
This is like some...
And the loser of the rock, paper, scissors has to get bear maced.
Hmm.
You too.
I heard bear mace is worse than just regular pepper spray.
It is the only thing I have ever felt bad for spraying something with it.
So you guys, y'all can do the rock, paper, scissors. I'll spray.
He's just going to hose us both right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah. We're going to go, rock, paper, scissors.
And then, lost.
And then from the rest of the time he lives in my house, all of his shampoo and all of his soap bottles will be replaced with Icy Hot.
I'm gonna go out and cut his brake lines.
Dude, I drive his truck more than he does.
Brake lines?
Well,
good thing I drive a manual.
Steering shaft? I don't know.
Well, like, I mean, like, at least I could, like, downshift and, like, you know, kind of, like, coast to a stop. It'd be a little easier to stop.
You gang signing me.
And another Problem. Day goes by.
Glycerin.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I was listening to my playlist earlier, and I was like, I did not put this on this playlist. It played, and I'm like, I was just singing the chorus. I was like, I know this song, right? And when I think I know a song, I always sing the chorus, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. But I knew I didn't put it on my playlist, and then Dylan put it on the playlist.
Great song.
Well, Machine Head's better.
Who's Machine Head?
They have a lot of better songs than Glycerin.
What?
Just saying. Just saying. I like people like with Creed. They're all like, what is it, the
arms wide open?
The arms wide open and take me higher. Take me higher, I like. But then, like, My Own Prison's much better song.
I don't know.
Like,
Creed's kind of
like
mid.
My Own Prison.
Creed's all right, but at the same time, like, when you listen to them live,
Quarter's Inception, the verdict is in.
Like, holy, bro, your voice does not sound that deep and country and. While you're singing,
he's
that.
Also aged quite a bit.
It feels so,
and your
forced.
Voice gets deeper as you
it
get older.
It feels forced.
It might be. Still a good song.
Can you take me higher?
I've been listening to a lot of Stain.
Stain.
I love Stain.
Stain.
That's what I've been listening to.
So
or,
this is it.
Oh my God! Who may not meant to be a theory of I remember.
Dead Man?
Yeah. Like them too. And this is a lot of them.
I say goodbye.
All right.
This chapter
lead us
of my ever changing life.
And on that note, goodbye.